What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Man, just so excited what the Lord's doing. I need you to go on to our podcast. Now listen, so y'all need to go leave a review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, many different areas. Really, wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. Leave us a review. It helps our reach. Lets us know how you're being blessed, all right? So we got to make it happen. We're going to jump in, though. Last week, I said this on a video, but I've met a lot of people on this earth. I've had a lot of friends. I have a friend that spent 10 years in jail for murder. I mean, my real dad did that kind of stuff, you know. But the truth is, aside from that, when you think of the nastiest person on earth, who do you think? Right? When you're thinking of like a criminal, maybe a murderer, whatever, what are you thinking about? Like, what do you think is that person? I'm telling you that the nastiest, scariest person on earth is not a murderer, actually. It's a bitter Christian. It is somebody, a bitter person, I should say. It's somebody that has allowed anger and hurt to fester to a point of bitterness, and it's an ugly thing. We cannot operate in the overflow of heaven if we have grudges against people. Not too long ago, I think it was last month, every time we're in town, we try to go out to eat with people, see folks. I mean, it's like, you know, it's family. It's still like home to me, you know? And we're up in Connecticut, and I had a lot of people coming around, you know, and I had some other friends down in the lobby about to join us at a restaurant, and they ran into another couple that I haven't heard about, seen in probably, you know, 20 years. And they just told me, man, that couple, you know, asked if we were here to do what, and we told them that we were with you, Pastor James, and they went on and spit all this venom about you. They really hate you. And they said, well, I'll just tell you this. You won because I know you don't know who they are anymore and you live in their head rent-free. And have you ever met a nasty, bitter person like that? Right? You ever met that person that they just, let me tell you, it's crazy. You ever see somebody that's really angry and bitter? It's been like 20 years and they're holding on to stuff like it was yesterday? I mean, that's like demon power right there. Because like love is a far stronger emotion, but hatred and anger is free on the house, right? We live in this world where it's going to always be a lot easier to have, you know, anger and bitterness than it is to love. And it's an ugly thing. Look, I've watched it destroy people's lives. I've watched it physically kill people. I've watched it, you know, I've seen people in the church that I thought had the call of God on their life, that they were going to pastor and plant churches and do great things for God. People that at one point you would stand up in the church and say, this is exactly a couple that I'm looking for to change this world for God. People that went to Bible school, people that loved the church, served God, traveled with me. I mean, I can show you people over the years, and I ain't been doing it as long as some, that are not sure they're going to make heaven today. Because of offense. They're not in church anymore because of offense. They've allowed a thought to become a pattern, to become a gospel, to become anger, bitter, hatred, and really unforgiveness sets in. And, you know, look, this is a huge issue. And it's really, I mean, in a healthy way, it's triggered a lot of people, as I've talked about the last few weeks. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's my husband. That's me. That's, you know, people are coming. Look, it's a silent killer. You worried about cancer. I'm worried about unforgiveness, man. I'm worried about the pain in your heart of being offended at other people. That's going to derail you far more than a sickness would. And so, you know, as we begin to talk about this and kind of unpack this, there's some stuff that we're going to have to do that will expose all of this. You know, we're talking about the power, really just how forgiveness brings liberty in your life. And the reality is so many people are struggling today and, you know, they're in a really bad place because of bitterness. because they've been hurt. And let me just tell you this. Number one, take a number, okay? Because you will be offended in life. It's not even a question. You're going to be offended. People are going to hurt your feelings. You know, as a pastor, people come in the door and, you know, you don't even get a chance to make a mistake. You know, everybody comes in on both sides. I've seen preachers act the same way. People come in with their prior issues. You know what I mean? And like, so you get all these abused people coming in a room and nobody's acting healthy. And the reality is, I don't even get a chance to make my own mistakes because everybody, it's like you're on trial. They look at you through the lens of who's hurt them. You can't actually move forward in life if that's the case, right? God has so much more for you. And if you just learn to love and forgive, you'll be clean from this stuff. Because bitterness is always being justified to the bitter, right? There, I'm sure there's people in hell today with good reason to be there. Like, we all have good reasons to be frustrated, angry, bitter, hurt, but really, is it worth your spiritual life? No. And let me just tell you this. Thankfulness will insulate you from a root of bitterness. Thankfulness will insulate you from a root of bitterness. When you can get in a space in your life where you are more thankful for what God has done for you, when you are more, you are insulated from those things when you give thanks. So, you know, being appreciative matters. And so I want to tell you this as we begin talking about this important subject. Are you thankful? Right? When you're appreciative of what you have, it's hard to take it for granted and be bitter and frustrated. You know, my children have had a way different life than I had, right? I've come to the realization that my like my miracle is their normal, right? My struggles will not be theirs. And, you know, I remember one time we had really close friends buy our children a gift. It's not uncommon for that to happen. Our children are celebrated in many places around the world. And I remember one time somebody bought them a gift and one of my children opened it and said, "Oh man, that's really nice." And the other one opened it and said, "That's it? How come I didn't get this? How come I'm not getting this?" You know, that was really not a good day in the Levesque household, because if there's one thing that I'm not going to tolerate, it's being ungrateful, right? It's crown molding problems. When you've been given a life, you protect yourself from that bitter attitude of either being ungrateful or angry or hateful when you're grateful. And so today, I'm going to tell you right now, you have reasons to be grateful in your life. You have reasons to praise God and be thankful. You know, Paul said that we cannot give place to the devil. Somebody said, "Oh, can a Christian have a demon?" What do you think? Don't give place to the devil. Yes, there are Christians that have the demons all manifested through their life. Don't give place to the devil. That means in an area of being offended, you have to guard your heart. The Bible also says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it's going to flow the issues of life. Bitterness is the spirit of murder in diapers. It's the same nasty thing. And it defiles you. It eats you away. And it causes you to really be derailed from what God has for you. So the first thing we're going to take away from today is thankfulness shields you from being bitter. So I want you today to make a decision that you're going to be thankful in your life, right? Knowing what I'm telling you is true. When you give thanks, it shields you, protects you from bitterness, then we're going to live thankful. So today, if you're frustrated and angry, go ahead and make a thankful list and start being appreciative of the things that God gave you. Start laying out your family and friends and start thanking God for things in their life. It doesn't take a prophet to find fault. It's going to take the eyes of faith to see the benefit in one another. So Father, today I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that we would learn to love. We would learn to be grateful, thankful, open our eyes to all that you've given us, all that you've called us to do. Because, Father, you're asking us to live the love walk. You're asking us to take another step in the direction towards you, to be clean so we can live in the overflow. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. But as always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.